Dr. Seabrook Dating and Office Not on Patient, James Smith, date of birth 6/17/1954, date of service 8/5/2024. Pupae of the patient is 70-year-old white gentleman presenting to my office to be established with me as his doctor. Pupae, his past medical history includes appendectomy in May 2024 after appendiceal abscess and ruptured appendix. Next, left lower extremity DVT around that period of time as well, started on Eliquis. Next, bilateral inguinal hernia extended into the scrotum period. Paragraph, past surgical history includes appendectomy. Next, bilateral knee surgery. Paragraph, allergies, non drug allergies. Paragraph, social history. Patient is married with two kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. He works in oil and gas. Family history, father with history of pneumonia, prostate cancer, mother healthy. Review of system, no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, no constipation. He does have incomplete bladder emptying, intermittent leg swelling, left lower extremity. All the systems are reviewed and are a negative period. Paragraph. On physical exam, vital signs as follows. He weighs 207 pounds, blood pressure 142 over 80, 165, temperature 97.9, O2 said 95% on room air. HNT pupils now reactive light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, no enteric sclera, no cervical fibromyopathy, no carotid V bilaterally, no jugular venous distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no red pupae. Neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular and rhythm, no mass rest, two, no measure, no friction of heart, lungs are clear to auscultation. No crackles or wheezes, heard abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guiding rebound or rigidity, extremities. He has 1 plus edema left lower extremity, no edema on right lower extremity, pupae gap. Skin, no skin rash, no pupae gap. Investigations available to me. On 8/1/2024, creatine was 1.3. He admits to take creatine supplements at that time. On June 3rd, his sodium was 131, potassium 4.2, chloride 100, total CO2 23, BUN 15, creatine 0.98, glucose 103, and calcium was 7.9. Hemoglobin was 9.9, platelet 455. Assessment of time 1. Elevated serum creatinine, most likely related to creatine supplementation. I'm going to check his kidney function. Next. Anemia, we're going to check his iron stores. And we check his hemoglobin. Next is DVT, left lower extremity. Patient wants to get off intercoagulation. We're going to get a venous doppler left lower extremity to see whether he needs to continue or not. Paragraph. Workup is going to be made, and patient is going to see me back in around a couple of weeks to discuss the results and for further planning. And a report, thanks.